This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a good day program. Time now for you to know what's going on in the world. Time for you to understand what the truth is, trying to get the facts, yep. And then you want clarification? We got it right here on Good Day. Checking out the good news. Here's a revolutionary treatment that could repair spinal cord injuries. Been developed by scientists. They're regrowing nerves, Jay, in paralyzed mice. And it happens over a couple of months. This, whatever they have put into the medication, it apparently triggers cells of long spindly parts, where the nerves may be severed. They regenerate themselves. Apparently, this is pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And these treatments so far, they're showing well, and I'm sure that human trials will be next.
Have you ever known anybody? I've known people that have broken their backs, broken their necks in skiing accidents, for example, car accidents, that sort of stuff, falling off of ladders.
Yeah.
And the rehab is really awful. Sometimes people have broken their necks. You know, you think when somebody breaks their neck, they're going to die because your neck, you know, is only the size of a quarter and all the stuff that goes from your brain to the rest of your body travels around your neck. So if that's miscombobulated, kind of like curtains, and I think it used to be that way. You know, they say if you ever break your neck, well, how do you know you've broken your neck? I guess is the question. But then if you do, you just don't move at all. Just stay still.
And sometimes it could be something that isn't a full-on break, and if you do move, then it could cause that even more. That's why they would say don't always move people if there is a victim of like a bad car accident or something, and just let medical help arrive. And that's why they always put that brace on you before they move you onto the stretcher to get you into the ambulance.
Keep you straight. Neural transmissions are the focus here. It's being done at the Imperial College in London, where they do a lot of this kind of research. And it is very important because there's a lot of spine cord injury in the world, and there's no cure really for it. So, you know, this is a way you have to have those electrical signals going from your brain to your body. That's when you don't have the electrical impulses, that's when you get paralyzed. Or you are. The definition of being paralyzed is you're not getting any signals to help your body. As you've noticed, probably, hopefully, over the years, when you have taken a good course in biology, when you're walking, do you think to yourself, wait a minute, now I have to put my left foot first, and then I put my right foot first?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't think of that.
You go
when you're going to eat your food, you have a fork in your hand, and your fork miraculously carries food to your mouth. You don't think about that, right? Well, if you don't have...
Subconsciously, at least, yeah.
No, right, exactly. Yeah, subconsciously, obviously, your brain is telling your hand to move, so you can put the food in your mouth. But that's... When you get a spinal cord gap and there's no connection, you don't have any of that stuff. 300,000 people a year living with spinal cord injuries. Good Lord. Well, that's good. There's some good news, right? Let's see what we have for good news. Yeah, that's... raise our hands, you know, looking up to the sky. The satellites that we have, you know, we're always talking about all the space junk, things that are traveling around the planet at sometimes 240, 250, 290 miles above the surface. And then there are those satellites that go up to 20,000, the satellites that carry our signal, for example, that bring the program to the radio stations and to the other facilities that use, you know, when you have the talk, what is it? Talk Live? No, not Talk Live. Whatever that. Oh, TuneIn. That's what it is. And some of the other places. Anyway, that requires satellites. So now comes the story of these very powerful space satellites that can identify whales and each whale from the markings on the whale. So they're being used to help save critically endangered species like some of these whales. What an interesting technological advance, yeah?
They can identify individual whales and their migration patterns, and it's all in an effort to keep them away from ships. And we've been talking before about different cargo ships changing their routes and even taking longer to get from point A to point B just to steer away from where the whales are migrating. And now these satellites that are just powerful enough to, again, even see the individual markings of these whales to identify them, it's astounding.
So, do they tell, they don't signal the whale to move.
Yeah.
He must be signaling.
There's like a light and it's like, please stop here, shake a
hand. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, hold your horses, we'll move around.
Keep the ships away and chart new courses, help prevent collisions or net entanglements.
So I wonder where the information must come from, the satellite to some central gathering point, and then it goes out to wherever these ships are, because the satellites are tracking the ship's movements. The ship, you know, there's no such thing. You can't hide anymore from anything or anybody, whether you're a trucker, if you've got a newer car, you got GPS or Waze or something. Anybody wants to find you, they can find you.
A lot of different auto insurance apps even have things that can tell how fast you're going by just connecting your phone. And I know Allstate, they used to do, what was it, the Safe Driver or something or other.
Award. They gave you a Safe Driver bonus.
Yeah, so you can actually tell if you are speeding or not.
Yeah, right. I'm not interested in that much technology, frankly. All right, so North Atlantic right whales are individually endangered, some species. There are only 336 of those puppies around. And so this is why this is important. I think it is. It's kind of we want to keep things around like whales. Whales have been a part of the planet like sharks way longer than we have been. The human condition is probably 300,000-400,000 years old, and the whales have been around for millions of years. So now the research, which has been going on for a couple of years, we can give the Canadian Space Agency some kudos for their initiative to explore ways to detect these whales using the powerful satellites. Space technology. Whoopee! Let's hear it for Space Tech. Here's some good news. This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times, excuse me, you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the wall of the kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman. This woman is now 61. The carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 92975, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, a young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City. And she got married, and so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there. And I think these sorts of things are interested. She started the note by saying, "Today is September 29th, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day." This is the story. And so I identify with this one I saw because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told them about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, I'd go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I'd run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans, the train that starts at Chicago, goes to New Orleans every day, still does. And the engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very cool for a six-year-old kid. Anyway, and so she talks about that sort of thing, too, and how much happiness there was in the house. Isn't that neat? Tells about her mother, who's a registered nurse, lives, you know, works at Hopedale Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. She's a very good mother. Isn't that sweet?
It doesn't make you want to do that, like, yourself. We should all be doing that, hiding things in the walls in our home, or if you have
a
new build,
put
something inside inside the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just put.
Did you do that with school, the time capsule?
I did. I had a diary. I used to keep a diary every day for I know why I did it, but it was it wasn't the most positive reason for keeping it, but it was a daily overview of what was going on in my life, with my mother having the stuff going on with her that she did. I don't know why. I almost felt like self-defense for whatever the reason. It was kind of sad, actually, when I think about it, having that, you know, because we all have our things, and mine was having a mother that was a raging alcoholic and wasn't much there. But it was, you know, I understood later what the reasons for it were, but you don't understand that when you're 6 years old. You just don't.
No. Yeah.
So here's a kid that's 6 years old that gets the blessings of having good parents and writes a story about it. And I think that idea would be introduced. I could see both my grandsons writing notes, especially Miles, about their mother and father. And so maybe I'll encourage him to do that, see what happens. He loves to write and talk and... He's busy. Mind is busy. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
One thing you can be sure of when Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show, there are always great things to talk about with regard to you and your pets. Warren and I were just talking off air about the homeless problem in Los Angeles. It's a problem in a lot of places, but probably not so demonstrative anywhere else other than Los Angeles. So what happens if somebody is homeless and they have a pet? How do they? That's been one of the things when people are out on the sidewalk when they're looking for money and I see a dog, I kind of want to give to help the dog. If I see somebody smoking or they've got new shoes or something on, then I won't give them any money. But if they have an animal, I might. Am I being played?
No, you're not. I have several callers on my show, Doug, that call in from time to time. A couple of them are homeless. They live in their van, or one lives in their car, or one's been in their van for 5 years. Wow. But I've been speaking to these people for several years, and they've tried to get other places, but the problem is you can't get a place if you have a dog or you have cats, and they have a couple. So they live in their van. I gotta tell you, they make sure their dogs eat, they make sure their cats get veterinary care before they do. And it's their kind of life at this point in their life. That's what they're doing. I try to help myself. Listen, can I help you find a home? Maybe I can help you find a job, get you. And right now, their main concern is taking care of the animals. And every time they've tried to get help in the past, they would have had to separate from their dogs or cats, and they refused to do so. So some of them are really legitimate reasons, you know, lost a job, some mental issues, obviously. Yeah. But when it comes to caring for dogs and cats or their dogs and cats, they love them just as much as you and I do.
Have you followed Anthony Hopkins and his wife, who are remarkable folks when it comes to pets? There's an organization that reunites pets with the soldiers who saved them. It's called Paws of War. And I wonder what you know about them and what Hopkins and his wife have done to help the reuniting, if you will, of the dogs. I think there are a couple of organizations actually that do this, aren't there?
Yeah, there are several. In fact, there's organizations that actually take care of a soldier's dog or cat when they're deployed, and then they come back and they can get their dog or cat back. I'm not familiar with them specifically, but it's just an amazing thing that they do. Is some people, I remember just recently I read an article about a guy that was stationed in Afghanistan, and there was a dog he worked with in Afghanistan, and the dog was left there, and they were recently reunited. I think it's just the absolute, first of all, we should never leave our dogs behind when we leave. That's number one right off the bat. They're part of us. They're part of our military. Take them home. But a lot of these dogs were not trained dogs. They were just, you know, puppies that people found while they were on deployment there, and they want to bring home. And many of them have came home. It's a great idea. I'm not familiar with Anthony Hopkins doing it, but anyone who's bringing these animals and putting them together with their veterans, a great idea. Great idea.
I saw the story of a stray dog who was found, and as he was found, the person who found the dog found the dog had a huge tumor. Tumor was larger than his head, and the dog apparently got connected to a team of vets at Texas A&M, 9-year-old Labrador. His name is Jake, and he was found just wandering around in Waco with this huge mass on the side of his neck, and this group, A Long Way Home Adoptables is the name of the group, took him in, found a foster home for him, and then got the vets at Texas A&M over in Stephenville. I'm a great supporter of that. They have a great college there, School of Veterinary Medicine. Doctors diagnosed the mass, a tumor of his salivary gland, and it was cancerous, and it had spread to his ear, but they operated on him, and I guess at the moment anyway, he's okay. But
there are some
all that.
There's some amazing people. I work with a great organization. In fact, they just left America, and they're working in the southern part of Mexico. Major, major problem. The dogs don't nearly have a shot down there, and they're living in junkyards and eating.
Yeah.
So it's this great group, and what they're doing is they're rescuing, and they just sent me a photo of a mom and a bunch of puppies. I try to help them out when they find homes for them with any behavior issues they may be having. But they actually, this is how some people are amazing. They actually left America, very successful people, moved to Mexico, and now all they do is rescue these dogs in southern Mexico. There's some amazing people out there. You know, the big groups get the credit. Send money here, but it's the small mom and pops that really do the work.
So to go back to the actual problem this dog had, and I wonder how many people need to know about this. In Jake's case, saliva built up because this tumor obstructed his ducts, D-U-C-T-S. And I wonder if that happens to other dogs that have the same kind of a problem. Is it likely that you're going to have a problem with certain breeds that don't have the ability to clean themselves out as much as you would like to think that they do?
Certain breeds have certain problems. So before you get a mixed breed, that's the best thing to do. But if you're going to get a dog, make sure you check it out thoroughly first.
Heinz 57. I say that having an English bulldog, but
there you go.
At any rate, yeah, it's always great. All the advice from Warren, check it all out every week. His radio program, The Pet Show, check it at The Pet Show. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tens of thousands of people gathered for the Burning Man Festival remain stranded in the Nevada desert after storms swept through the area. Legendary singer Jimmy Buffett was battling a form of skin cancer at the time of his death, his website revealed. Buffett was 76. A teenage boy was shot and killed by police after he allegedly killed a police dog and pointed a gun at officers, CNN reported. It happened Saturday in a suburb of Atlanta. 5 people charged in an Alabama riverfront brawl that drew national attention as white boaters fought with black riverboat crew members have pleaded not guilty to assault and disorderly conduct charges. At the movies, Denzel Washington's The Equalizer 3 scored big, $41 million to top the box office in its debut weekend. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Join Jay Kirshner and I as we go through the information that's around today that matters. What's going on in the world? What are we going to talk about? What's on your mind? Here we go. A solution for many problems is to be more optimistic. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope, confidence, and optimism. So think about that as you go through your day today. Here's something that is a result of activity and good thinking. The unprecedented decline in child poverty. You will not see this as a headline in any major newspaper. You won't see it broadcast in any form on any of the news channels. But you do hear the information here because it's important that you know that everything is not lousy. Everything isn't horrible. The world is not going to hell, especially when it comes to children, poor children. The numbers are down by almost two-thirds from the past couple of decades. As a matter of fact, this decline in child poverty rates in the United States brings us down to 1 in 10 live in families whose
economic resources are considered below the poverty line. Back in 1993, which was sort of, as they look at the scale, they, whoever the people are in the government that measure these things, the first year of the decline, the numbers were more than 1 in 4. So it's gone from 1 in 4 who have a problem to 1 in 10. It ought to be that there is, I guess the optimistic way to look at this is that we will find it at zero in another, what, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
it is,
right?
It is possible. We have to get there.
So the question that we would ask ourselves is what led to this decline in child poverty? The group that we're quoting here is a group called Child Trends, and their focus is on lower lower unemployment rates, higher single mother labor force participation. Because remember that, and maybe you are experiencing this yourself, I was talking to a single mother yesterday who's running a school for youngsters from the age of 3 to 6 and who wants to come onto my farm. And this is an exploratory, nature-based program to participate in what goes on the farm. And she's a, I would say she's a 30-something, about your age maybe, Jay, single mother. And most of the people involved in the school are single mothers, and most of the children come from single-parent households. It really is. I know that's the trend that's interesting. It isn't the fact that there's less poverty, although that's good. For sure, mm-hmm. But there are more and more single mothers who are there, and they seem to be able to handle the challenge, because that's what it is, right? It's a challenge if you're by yourself. Let's say you have more than one child. Maybe you get two. Maybe you get three.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the decrease in the amount of children is a factor, right? You've got more children, you got more problems. You got fewer children, you got fewer problems. So maybe this is just...
Well, yeah. And also, before we get too far removed from it, to touch on the single parent thing, that's also a solo income. That's not a dual home income coming in. It is less income, typically, that would be coming into the household as well. And then, okay, moving forward with the how many kids, how many mouths to feed.
Yeah. So, pretty... But it's
there
just,
are lower rates of teen pregnancy being shown.
Yeah. Yep. Education, that's it comes from education completely. It's just that we have, I don't know, it's frustrating because there is still a problem. But for those of you who think that the world is going to hell, it is not. There are things that are happening that aren't good. We live in a strange world, Master Jack. And here's a, another, this is sort of a medical thing. There's a new radioactive implant that you can get that will attack cancer, and is having remarkable success. Duke University School of Medicine has created a promising cancer treatment delivery system demonstrating the efficacy against the complex forms of cancer. Some are simple and some are complex. They have been this week demonstrating how a radioactive implant completely eliminates tumors in the majority of rodents that they are testing. Study looks at mice and pancreatic cancer. Who knew that mice even had a pancreas? But there you go. Well, the reason they test mice is because they get a lot of the same organs that we do. So that's kind of inspirational, isn't it, when you get right down to brass tacks?
It is, and it seems like pancreatic cancer is one of the ones that is deadly because it's not diagnosed. Well, and it's not diagnosed until
too late.
A stage further along.
Yeah, right. Yep, that's it. So good for that. But isn't it interesting that it's always about mice? There's another drug that's being researched that slows other kinds of cancer in mice, but it's just those poor mice. Get to imagine them being born into the world, and you get injected with all this
test
stuff.
Subjects. I'm not a fan of animal testing in any way, shape, or form. But I do understand to a certain extent in the medical world that it might possibly be needed. But it's still very disheartening in a way.
Yep. All right. Here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lizlo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster homes in the system. Yeah, right. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries, funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know, when I remember having nightlights for my children. I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Mac?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told she cannot do something, to be told she's too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right, don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it, but it happens all the time. Parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do...
What does that teach?
Yeah, it teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her, she should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love
this
that.
Kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. Now she's inspired others. She's now in the sixth grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. They're... And volunteers in a local food bank as well, and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
And children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example...
How do we lose that as adults? Where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit, I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. They think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and... Yeah, nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception, perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, Doug, just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need to have yourself your head examined.
The only constant in your life is you.
Yep. The good news department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whoever said it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy. Actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again, she was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, They were trying for another baby after they'd had, it has been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep, it's so much fun to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well, right? You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty
well,
much close.
Well, one of them
enough.
Weighed 4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well,
so.
And yeah, and Holly is considered, I think, it's considered full term by 37 weeks, and pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close. 32 weeks, not too far off. Still third
trimester. I'm guessing that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living, so that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love her. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, those of you who listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. That was her commentary on the program. So,
I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
It's okay. It's perfect, in fact. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, September 1st through the 11th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I say with a smile in my voice, happy to have on board here Nick Miles from AutoExpert.com. He is a very cool dude with cool messages. He has a cool life, travels all over the world to find out about new cars. He's in Munich, Germany as we speak. And so what are you reviewing, sir, in Munich? It's got to be, obviously, let's see, an Audi, a Volkswagen, a Mercedes. What else is built in Germany?
BMWs, Minis.
Yeah. All right.
It's the international auto show here. The world's auto show. Yes, the Germans are revealing their wares to the world.
So what are you going to see there that you couldn't see at the Chicago Auto Show, the LA Auto Show, or the New York Auto Show?
New Mini, the brand new BMWs, new Mercedes. That they'll be unveiling. So they're really the cars of the future. What we'll be seeing in the next, let's say, 2 or 3 years. Not cars that will be on sale, but sort of the flavors that will be coming in the next 5 or 6 years.
And how many of them are ridiculously electric?
Pretty much all of them. That's, you know, the way of the German future, I'm afraid.
Right, but hold on a second. I talked about my friend who owns 29 car dealerships here in Massachusetts and in New York. And we were talking about this the other day, how electric cars, anything that he has, is backing up. The inventory is backing up. They keep pushing these electric cars on the dealers. But he said 87% of the people that are buying cars now want an internal combustion engine. They're getting wise to what the future will hold. If you hold on to the car, this is what we have been talking about, Nick, since this began. 7 years, the battery's no good. In order to replace it, it'll cost as much as the car's worth, so the car goes into the junkyard. And here we have more of the kinds of things the environmentalists are supposedly death against. So
yeah, so I think Europe is in a different, I mean, this is a very big split between what Europe is doing, what Asia is doing, and what the United States is doing. You know, we can't get over, in the United States, they can't get over this sort of 7.1% of people wanting or buying electric cars, yet in Europe, in some places, it's over 50%. And so this real divide, is, it's strong, and that, in fact, we're seeing now, you know how everybody was going completely electric. They were now seeing platforms be designed that can also be gas again, because these car companies are realizing if they want to still do business in North America, they're going to have to sell gas cars.
Yep, they are. All right, you write in your website this week, rautoexpert.com, about Shaquille O'Neal spending $350,000 to customize a Ferrari. Is that because he was so big and the Ferrari is so small? Why in the world would this guy even want to try to get into a Ferrari?
Yeah, poor Shaq, you know, at over 7 foot tall, and he wants to be like every other NBA player and have a fancy car. But when these two-seaters go by, and Shaq doesn't fit in them. And so he saw this Ferrari that he really wanted, and he decided to go get it. But he had to have it customized, and by the time he had it customized, it cost him over $350,000. They had to take the soft top off, and they put a Tonto cover on it, and then they had to do all these different things. The car was actually, it was pretty much messed up. They actually took the fuel tank out and put a new lawnmower fuel tank in because they had to make so much space inside the car for his huge frame to get in, and they even had to take the driver's seat out and put a new driver's seat in because the original driver's seat wasn't wide enough to fit his frame in it. Do you remember the old Police Academy movies where Hightower sat in the rear seat of the car?
Yes.
Yeah, it was probably very much like that.
I can remember reading a book about John Wayne's life. He had a Pontiac station wagon, and because he was so tall, they had to, his daughter tells the story, actually, of them rebuilding or modifying the car, putting a higher roof over the driver's section so that he could get into the car and be comfortable. I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah, how often
if you're a tall man in America or a tall lady in America, you have a hard time with a lot of cars because our cars are made by people who aren't as tall as most others in the world, especially the Japanese. So you have a hard time, and the Italians, they're very small. So you have to do it. Unfortunately, Shaq lost a lot of money. That car sold for about $60,000 at auction eventually.
Really?
So, wow. Sorry, fortune. Goodbye, fortune.
I think he probably could handle it. All right. Be safe. There's Nick Miles from our autoexpert.com here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.